Intervju Radija Študent.
Evo en lep povdan našemu poslušalstvu 89,3 MHz na Radiju Študent. V tokratnem intervjuju bomo govorili s skupino Gewalt iz Nemčije, ki bo nocoj nastopila v Channel Zero v okviru 23. Serije Level Up skupaj z Bergsom in pa de Hlebi kot Redmond. In z nami so Helen, Jasmin in pa Patrick iz Gewalt, tako da I'll be switching to English now. Hello and thanks for joining us.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Has music always been sort of a calling for you, or as it's often described by artists, or did you just sort of end up making it?
That's a tough question.
Okay.
For the start, yeah, we kind of ended up making it. So I was, Jasmin, you were doing music for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I used to play in a band called Surrogat. It was like in the 90s, 2000s, kind of like big shoddy bullshit record industry stuff. And then I stopped for quite a long time. And then I met Helen and we formed Gewalt, and Jasmin came to us later. We formed the band that because life's shit anyway, and so it's great to have some good time together, be on tour, being tonight here. It's amazing. We never thought we come that far.
Yeah, that's true.
When we started the band, that we're playing our 40 gig tour through Europe, bringing us from Paris to Ljubljana is amazing, with German stuff that it's kind of weirdish and strong and hard.
I heard a few minutes ago on the hallway that you actually have like a concert every day for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're going to Vienna tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you're coming back to Slovenia on Monday to play in Maribor.
This is really weird.
Yeah.
And we have to drive like 1,600 kilometers in between.
So if you're driving, you're probably gonna listen to music on the way, right? Do you have any artists that you're really into at the moment, like some music that blew your minds recently?
Oh, God. Well,
I hate music.
Yeah.
I love to drive without any music.
Cool.
Yeah, it's like you can think better. You can, like, I love the sound of the street, the deafening thoughts. That's good.
Yeah, and I think if it would be anything, it would be rather something like with no vocals, maybe something electronic, right?
Yeah, and
that's nice.
Or we love Bruce Springsteen. On the road, you know, this is the road, and we're lonely, and no one loves us.
Oh, Jimi Hendrix,
yeah,
especially.
Yeah.
I read that you, Patrick, at one point became a soccer coach. Are there any? Do you see any parallels between soccer and music?
Oh, that's quite a lot. It's a game. It's a child's play, and you always have to put everything into it to get something out of it. You can't play half energy. If you play soccer, you're always, wherever you are, if you're just on the playground or on a professional field, you always have to give everything to the game. And I think with the music, it's quite the same.
Mm-hmm. So
getting stuff in and then you get something out for yourself, When I was not doing music, I was I really had a bad depression for a couple of years. Couldn't go out of my room, and then I started it again, and it got better.
Cool.
Now I'm here.
I saw in one of the articles that wrote about you that you compare your music to the Joker persona. My first thought was if this refers to like challenging societal power structures, Is that so?
It is like that, but most part, it is. We want things to happen. We want to see the world burn. Now it's a bad time because it's burning, in real, but in an artificial way. We want to see the world burn. We want to, because life is so boring. You get thrown into this, and then you do this school thing and this work thing, and then you're gonna die. Nothing happens. Maybe you found some love if you believe in love.
Maybe you can do a band thing in the middle.
Yeah, maybe you can do a band thing in the middle or to the end, and spread some of this weird energy that's inside of everyone.
Mm-hmm. But is this like meant to be taken on a sonic level, or do you implement such personal politics on a practical level as well?
It's both. Hmm. It's both. I mean, we're not like a noise band that's doing that for the purpose. Oh, it's so loud or whatever. Sometimes we play acoustic sets and they have the same intensity as the loud stuff. So the loud stuff is just a vehicle to put the energy of the words to the speakers.
Mm-hmm. And for some things that like pop into my mind, if you the messages that you're trying to convey, I know it's hard for artists to actually be political, since at the end of the day you have to eat, right?
Yeah.
So even though that means working with some promoter or a venue that's ideologically disconnected from what you represent, but like, do you have the luxury to be selective and still like survive as a band?
No, we can't be really selective. We're doing all that bullshit other bands are doing. I mean, we were on tour with Jack White. Mm-hmm. It was like a ticket was like 100 euros a night, and it was all sold out, and we played for 10,000 people. It was really weird, and it was like a whole rock business, and he was flying in with his jet, and the crew was in the nightliners, and it was like all bullshit.
Yeah.
It was really all bullshit, but we were doing it, and it was because we loved the experience. People hated us. Half of it hated. It was like a Red Sea dividing in Gewalt haters, and but he liked it. So it was an interesting experience for us. So we want to do everything, so we don't have this. I mean, I don't want to be involved in any right wing whatever kind of politics. I kill those people. So, but in general, we are all part of this capitalistic system, and whatever you do, we are part of this.
Yeah, of course.
And we know, and it's a nightmare, and we know it's a nightmare, but that doesn't make us any better. We are all Ethan Musks.
Mm-hmm. If I go back to touring with Jack White for a while, I read that he's a big fan of your music, but was he? How did you end up playing or touring with him? Who's?
Yeah, well, at least he was asking him, mm-hmm. because he didn't like the other German bands. So at least his idea was, okay, then I don't want to have any band as support for the German tour. And then at the last moment, the promoter said, okay, there's a very weird band, maybe you like that. And then he just answered in a half an hour and said, yeah, this is cool.
And that was a week before we toured, so...
Yeah, 1 week.
1 week before. It was like we were on tour in Vienna, and then we got this call, you want to play next week with Jack White? And we were like, okay, there's worse in life.
No.
And you have to know that we never had any commercial ideas when we founded the band just for ourselves. We never thought that we're gonna release an album or do it. We just wanted to do more or less as a psychological mm-hmm. health thing. And it's so weird that that it all happens. And now in Germany, I mean, we have bigger shows now. We had 300 people in Cologne and 400 in Berlin, so it's getting bigger. Mm-hmm. And without anyone doing proper work for this, just mm-hmm. because of word of mouth. So this mm-hmm. is great for us. It's mm-hmm. really fun.
Mm.
Fun. As much as this band can be fun.
Mm. No, but I mean, do you have fun playing, or is it... Yeah.
Loving it.
Cool.
I don't know. What do you think?
Sure.
Loving it.
I mean, it was really at the pandemic, that was really hard. I mean, then I figured out that I missed something. Maybe that was the best thing to yeah. realize it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm,
right?
What's so boring? I mean, okay, my life didn't change at all in the pandemic because I never go out anyway. So,
yeah.
But the life thing really was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were not practicing at all because Jasmin is living in Vienna. So it was kind of like... And then that's why we recorded an album, because we were so bored.
Yeah.
So it was born out of...
Yeah.
Boredom, okay.
Yeah, because before we just released 7 inches. We never thought of doing an album.
Yeah.
We have 10 7 inches released.
And we thought that we are going to South by Southwest, but then they cancelled it. So let's do this.
And then from 7 inches you went to a double LP.
Yeah. Yeah, we thought if we do it, let's make it really fat and ugly and massive
and too much
that everyone thinks, oh, those Germans they are really crazy with a book
mm-hmm.
and super hyper
mm.
And we've been to the charts with it. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, especially because it was 3 months after release, our publisher called and he was like, did you know you're in the charts? We're like, no way.
Well, congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, we had a coffee on that.
Well, as your music talks about the human experience, and it focuses more on the dark side, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, not only I think a lot of people would say. like emotions such as fear or despair or greed, and also violence, like your name would suggest.
Yeah.
Do you view that it's the purpose of your art to always be a bit violent and uncomfortable?
I mean, the whole communication system, if you watch that, if you watch like Facebook and Insta, and we had this song, is funktioniert, everything is just made that it's functioning, and the whole art is also like that. If you everything is just nice, good, running through smoothly, and this is so boring. But when you compare that to the 80s, when you have to, I mean, when you call a band like Duff was like in the top 10
mm-hmm.
for months with Mussolini. You know, it's like, you know, can you imagine Duff being like for weeks in the Slovenian charts? No
Not
way.
Not today, no.
No, yeah. And this is, and there was so much interesting stuff as Trio or whatever, or Joy Division, and now it's really boring.
Mm.
Nothing's happening. The bands are all, I mean, a lot of bands are writing their music on artificial intelligence base.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have this harmony, I have this groove, and it comes out to this, and this is what works best. And because of Spotify, you have to have the chorus first, that it's working. This is so boring. And the people are listening to this like, okay, my son, he's 19, and he's like, okay, I'm just listening to music for 30 seconds, and then I skip it.
Mm.
I'm like, all right. But you will never experience something really deep with that kind of attitude. That's impossible. And this is why you have to be, in our opinion, kind of like hard and this annoying.
Yeah, so
annoying. Not in that free jazz sense of. I mean, I think Paradise is a pop record, but it's a pop record in the sense as Duff or Fehlfarben or Laibach is a pop record. It's like a constructed pop thing, but that's interesting in our world.
Could you like elaborate a bit more how you understand the word pop in this sense?
I think it's possible that everyone can understand that's pop. It's possible everyone can understand that. Everyone can dive into that if he's open for it. It's not like
Madonna.
It's not like Madonna, but in another world, this could be pop. This could be give you warmth. Could make you dance. I mean, on our shows, it's so diverse. We have people writing the lyrics. We have people crying. We have people poking, and we have people dancing, all at the same time. And this is pop. You know, it's like all aspects of music are in there. It's emotional, and some people are just like in a club, in a techno club, dancing. They don't even look to the stage. And others are jumping around, and others are crying.
But it's a really dark pop. I just think about what kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe
It's not the Bee Gees,
No, it's not, definitely not.
But Jahrhundertfick is kind of like a Princey song.
Yeah.
It sounds a bit like Prince, I think.
It's the song that we're gonna listen to after the end of this interview, just to give some context to the listeners. Would you say that it's even possible, like after Nirvana and the 90s, and after it kind of became apparent that you can't really be opposed to the mainstream without being absorbed in it, in some sense, like as you say, it's a pop record. But do you feel like you're making music for a certain subcultures or maybe certain people, or is it? What did the audiences of your concerts usually look like?
It's so different. It's so different from age, from the age, and from.
We have like crowd rock fans, 65 years old, who have like all the records, and they buy like three records, and they one to make money with it, one to listen to it, and one to save it. You know, like this kind of people, weird, and
also some 20 years
old. 20 years old, hip hop or techno hipster. Jumping around, being really, they always fall on our nerves because they are like, you're so beautiful, like this, and all in between.
Yeah, I think it's difficult to say.
Yeah, adult.
It's not like a I don't know, like punk culture or, you know.
We are our own genre. Really,
maybe a little bit arty.
Yeah, a bit arty.
Probably. Arty in what sense?
People.
Yeah, like in a Velvet Underground way of
maybe,
you know, in a because it all has this, in Germany you say Überbau, this frame work around Gewalt, and some. I mean, we stole this thing from Andy Warhol, what he wrote about in his first ad about Velvet Underground. He wrote, "To make you dance and to blow your mind," and this totally fits to Gewalt. To make you dance and to blow your mind.
In that at the same time or in that
same time.
same time.
I mean, that's what the people say after the first shows on this tour. They were like, they were like, okay, changed my life.
Yeah, especially in Cologne, it was very interesting. Yeah. For a few days.
Mm, and tonight you're gonna be playing songs from the Paradis album. Like, you explained that the creation process was that it stemmed from you being bored during the pandemic, as you said. But what themes inspired you during making it? Was it in any way related to the goings on in the world?
Always. I mean, I always say nothing is worse than reality. So you just have to, and not this reality, oh, there's war. The reality of sitting in a subway is the toughest thing I can imagine, because when you see the people staring in their phone, when you see not communicating, when you see that they are afraid if you talk to them, that they are, everything's impossible right now in society.
Mm-hmm.
And this
we can just say in Germany it's like that.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, but I mean, I think it could be at least a Western thing. I mean, I'm sure on some way our listeners can also relate. Sorry, were you about to say something?
No, that's it.
Okay.
You got it. Western thing, that's good.
Mm.
It's quite, you're right.
Yeah.
We're just this 2% who can afford a fucking mobile.
And you were previously putting out singles on vinyl, and I was wondering, what's your view on the medium, the defining the composition? Like, is the limitation in the length of a song its strength or its weakness? What would you, if you gave any thought into it?
I think it's strength. Limitation is a very strong thing for Gewalt.
Mm.
So we are limited in our abilities of playing. So we are limited through our drum machine, which is very easy to program, but it does not have the big possibilities what you can do with it. And we are self-limiting ourselves in the process of recording, because we're recording live. And we don't write a year, so we wrote the whole record in like 20 days and recorded it in 10.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like really, because that's the way the bands did it in the 80s. They were not sitting as engineers for years on this record. They were doing it, and they weren't sure if it's even music or not. And that's the way a format as a single or as an LP that you can't tell more and more and more and produce more and more and more, that's good, because you have to focus on what's the poodle's canvas, what's the main point on this.
Yeah. Also, we in the studio we had only this machine only with like 12 tracks or 24, so that's also quite a limitation when you think about how many tracks people are using.
Hundreds
nowadays for all tiny effects here and there, but it's just not.
That's not our way.
Mm?
We want it rough and should kick in the first thing.
And by limiting yourselves, you allow yourselves to express yourself in different ways.
Yeah, and that's the main point. Expression is the main point, and not that it's sounding that it's the best sounding record or the most complex composition or whatever. That's all not interesting. Interesting is what people feel when they're hearing it.
Mm-hmm. And how about the length of the compositions? Do you take into consideration how long a song should be so you can put them out, or do you adapt them to the...
Paradis is 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. We didn't even know when we recorded it, so how it's gonna end. We had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
The beat just stopped and we played on.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, okay, cool. Let's keep this. So actually, we don't know what we're doing.
Okay, but so if you don't know, then that like reminds me of improvisation? Is that something you do during recording?
No, we don't improvise.
We are Germans. We are very Kraftwerk, you know. Mm-hmm. We need this strength, this strenge. What's the word for strenge?
The strictness.
Strictness. We love strictness, but within this strictness, we are free.
Okay. I think it's
like
audible
both,
in the
both poles. Strictness, freedom. This is a very German phenomenon.
Do you know any other artists, maybe even from the past, either from German culture or somewhere else, that use the same approach?
Yeah, here it's Laibach definitely, or New Order.
Okay.
Yeah, New Order, or. Pill, P-I-L,
mm-hmm.
Public
of
John Lydon. Is,
mm-hmm.
This is maybe the band who's closest to Gewalt. Gewalt's closest to Pill. This is like very a lot of emotion, a lot of energy, and very simple and strict frame.
I see what you mean.
Maybe the early Abwärts, maybe?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, this kind of minimalistic punk from the that was all or like on the edge from when it was going from punk to what is it called, like new wave?
Yeah, new wave industrial
kind
EBM.
Of stuff.
Hmm? Yeah,
like this minimalistic approach. Hmm?
Now and just to conclude, what would be your message to our listeners?
Come to the show tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna blow your mind and make you dance. I promise.
No, slišal ste, drago poslušalstvo, nocoj v Channel Zero boste plesali in vaši umi bojo razčesnjeni. Poslušajmo zdaj še komad od Gewalt z naslovom Jahrhundertfick. Tako da, uživite.
Die Nacht ist die unsere, die Zeit steht, die Luft brennt. Blicke treffen sich. Die Nacht ist die unsere, die Zeit steht, die Luft brennt. Blicke treffen sich. Deine Lippen zu rot, dein Rock zu kurz, deine Schuhe zu hoch, dein Blick zu viel für mich. Alle meine Zellen wollen. Alle meine Zellen wollen dich. Ich geh zu dir ganz nah. Dein Haar riecht nach Lust, ich sag. Nimm mich heute Nacht mit zu dir nach Haus. Ich geh zu dir ganz nah. Dein Haar riecht nach Lust, ich sag. Nimm mich heute Nacht mit zu dir, du sagst. Du redest viel zu viel. Du sagst, gib mir den Jahrhundertfick. Lass mich deine Kleider vom Leib reißen. Lass mich deine Kleider vom Leib reißen. Schmutzig verdorben, gleich hier, gleich jetzt. Schmutzig verdorben, gleich hier, gleich jetzt. Deine Lippen zu rot, dein Rock zu kurz, deine Schuhe zu hoch, dein Blick zu viel für mich. Alle meine Zellen wollen dich. Alle meine Zellen wollen dich. Ich geh zu dir ganz nah. Dein Haar riecht nach Lust, ich sag. Nimm mich heute Nacht mit zu dir, du sagst. Du redest viel zu viel. Du sagst. Gib mir den Jahrhundertfick.
Z nami so bili Gewalt. Guys, thanks for being with us in the studio.
Yes, thank you too.
V današnjem RŠ intervjuju smo govorili z berlinsko skupino Gewalt, ki bo nocoj ob 21. nastopila v Channel Zero na Metelkovi na 23. epizodi serije koncertov Level Up. Vprašanje sem zastavljal Marko, tehniciral je pa Luka.
Intervju Radija Študent.